Good morning, this is Louis and Stephanie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government has announced they will extend their free TAFE program to fund up to 70,000 places, adding 30,000 new places to the program. The announcement is part of the Queensland Skills Strategy, which also brings funding to subsidise 1 million training places in the health, social services, hospitality, clean energy and construction sectors. Minister for Training and Skills Development Lance McCallum claimed that this announcement brings immediate cost of living relief to disadvantaged Queenslanders, as well as enhancing their prospects in the long term.
6 days after presenting his budget, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has answered questions from his own residents in a Q&A session on Monday night regarding housing, cost of living and concerns over international conflict. The Treasurer joined Patricia Carvelas and hundreds of people live from the Logan Entertainment Centre on Brisbane's southern suburb to hear firsthand how the budget affects them. Logan residents put forward their views on its treasurer's financial handling in the midst of a worldwide economic crisis and concerns regarding cost of living problems and the election that is scheduled to take place in less than a year.
In national news, the Australian Electoral Commission says they do not have legal rights to act against AI deepfake videos and phone calls in upcoming election campaigns, as current Australian electoral laws do not prohibit AI-generated content. The AEC can only take action when false information regarding the electoral process is disseminated, but it has very little authority to interfere with political material which deepfakes are categorised under. Green Senator David Shoebridge says urgent regulatory action must be taken to prevent AI content from spreading, as they create a false narrative and may easily deceive voters because of how realistic generative AI has become. The Australian Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers says they may introduce a voluntary code of conduct that political parties and candidates must sign as an agreement to identify AI-produced content. He also urges for increased education for Australians to improve their digital literacy.
A new report by AveryGen has found that 3/4 of Australians believe government visions for the long-term future are given too little emphasis in the political debate, with a further 81% agreeing that politicians generally think too short-term when making decisions. The study, co-authored by researchers from the Australian National University, surveyed 1,000 voting-age Australians earlier this year and found that healthcare, improved well-being for children and youth, and more jobs were among the top priorities for those surveyed in the coming decades. Report co-author Taylor Hawkins said that the report shows Australians have an appetite for more forward-thinking politics and that investment in long-term thinking will lead to a, quote, sustainable, cohesive and prosperous future for all Australians.
In international news, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court has applied for arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity during the Israel-Gaza war. The arrest warrants, which also include the Israeli Defense Minister and 3 senior Hamas leaders, will now be reviewed by a panel of 3 judges before any arrest warrants could be made, in a process expected to last 2 months. In a statement, Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan KC claimed the Prime Minister bears the full responsibility for the starving of civilians as a method of warfare, willfully causing great suffering, and willful killing or murder as a war crime. Both Israeli and Hamas leaders have condemned the move and rejected all accusations. Israel is also facing a case brought against them by South Africa in the International Court of Justice, accusing it of genocide.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.